The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I remember back in the 80s, man, always a Bruce fan. Then all of a sudden, that Born in the USA tour, you know, I said, wow. I really got into Bruce then. And I know everybody was hip to it. When I would be down the shore when we were kids, you know, and down LBI, you would hear about this guy named Springsteen from Summers Point and playing all the bars in Jersey, right? And I never really got into it. Never understood it. I was more like Frank Sinatra, Jimi Hendrix, and give me, you know, the music of the day. But never really jumped on it when I was a kid until Born in the USA came out, right? So I go, wow, this is great. The power of the E Street Band, the configuration of the band. And forget, put politics aside, please. Oh, I don't listen to Bruce anymore. I don't believe in what he's talking about. Just put it aside, really. Just musically, the configuration of the band. And he goes up. So then I got to backstage somehow. In Los Angeles, it had to be at the Dodger Stadium. It was a stadium, and I remember went back there back in the day, and they said, and somehow security said, go here, and you just follow what security says because Bruce was on stage, and I sneaked up and I was right off the side of the stage watching Bruce play, and seeing the power then, and it just amplified, literally, you know, what just my affection and respect for Springsteen as an artist. I looked out at the stadium, man. I don't know if you've ever had that viewpoint, that vantage point of looking out at a stadium like I did when I hosted Live Aid. I told you in 85, and I looked at 100,000 people. But I was up. I was introducing an act, and I was off. When you're the main act, and I looked down, there were 50,000-60,000, and Bruce is playing like that with the music driving like that. It just tell you, it's really an experience like none other. But again, please put the politics aside because people aren't listening. We're not talking. I disagree with you. You disagree with me. It's all put aside the divide. Put aside the divide. I love the attitude of the guests we've had this morning. Thanks, Frankie, for that. Martha Bonetta just doing a great job, you know, and Congressman Mike Kelly. And then we put the Democrats on who are common sense. And really, when you look at it, if we would just settle down and if there wasn't so much anti-American rhetoric from Antifa, and then having people back Antifa, this terror group, a terrorist organization, by the way, you know, and then the vile attacks on America, then I think it's a lot easier, you know. But when they go against the America, and then the president answers those attacks, right, is the way it happened. You have a Rashida Tlaib, and you got Ilhan Omar, and you got the group there. And they make the most noise. Maybe we should stop listening. Maybe I should stop talking about them. Maybe they will go away because I don't know what initiative they have done for the districts. I don't know. I see the homeless in Minnesota happening. I don't see Ilhan Omar helping out anything in any way for her constituency in Minnesota. Everybody knows in New York, AOC did was lose 25,000 jobs, 25,000 jobs. And when there's a murder, a gang member in her district, you know, on a subway platform, she's nowhere to be found. We understand that. You know, and so maybe we should stop talking about it. But oh, it's that anti-American rhetoric that gets guys like me fired up when you go up against a country and you say nice things about Al-Qaeda. Then you got a little bit of a problem with me, you know. But if you can just get rid of that negativity, that nastiness, the mean. Have you ever seen Rashida Tlaib? This is one of she just looks mean. There's a meanness about her. And then when Gayle King on CBS asks her, you use that language. It's the way we talk. Rashida Tlaib, she's always on the attack. Can you embrace and appreciate this country? Can you go back to the communities from which you come and help those communities? Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, man. I walk by that one homeless guy every morning. I walk by this guy. I'm telling you, he's right there. It's Wall Street. It's a block. It's the next street to Wall Street. Pine, right? It's right there. And I see the homeless guy, and he's got his doorway. That's his home, the doorway. And then he was up the other morning, and usually he's sleeping, but he was up, and he was grabbing like a little butt of a cigarette, smoking that, and he was hacking. And the guy probably had mental problems. Now, if I go over to that guy and I give him money, am I enabling him? I mean, as a citizen, if I go over to that poor homeless guy and I go say, hey, can I help you, pal? And he attacks me. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You and I, we can't go near them because there's going to be it's dangerous at this point. And Gerald Nadler is all he cares about, all that everybody cares about in New York, in the Southern District, you know, of New York, down where we broadcast from, is going after Donald J. Trump. And they don't care anything about the citizens of the United States of America. Everybody's just got to stop. Got to put aside the divide. Let's concentrate on helping the people. You know, and if people in politics concentrated on their district, where they come from, we would be so much better off. Because they go in, and I know from like in New York and New Jersey, people become governors, and not anything personally against them. All they told that, I keep saying this, they paint that broad stroke of liberalism, that broad stroke of progressive change. It's a broad stroke. Oh, we're going to give everything for free. Oh, we're going to help all the people come into this country. And they forget completely about what's happening to you and me. The taxes, the avalanche of taxes. They gear up the Department of Taxation in their states. Go after that person. Ruin that. Put regulation on that person if they try to stay here. It's that whole ideological progressive agenda has just plain got to go away. Oh, my goodness gracious. And just put aside the divide. And then this here, the big story here in New York is that, you know, we had another firefighter lost his life to the 9/11 illness, yet they won't pass this victims' compensation fund in the Senate. It passed the House. It goes to the Senate. Mitch McConnell even gets on board, for crying out loud. And then Rand Paul stops it. I think, hey, Frankie Fibrosa, good morning to you, first of all. Second of all, and Mom, Frank is here. She asked yesterday. I just was on such a rant.
Thank you,
I get such on a rant, and I must have talked to Frankie two times yesterday because I was on so just full of, let's just get this country in the right track, because I love this country so much, heart and soul, that I forget. But Rand Paul, does that go back to the Senate now? How does that work? And I'm sure they'll revisit this victim compensation fund situation.
I don't know. Yeah, well, it will pass. And, you know, I'm not an expert in Senate parliamentary procedure, but it still will pass. So, you know, again, Paul said he wanted some debate on this. He questioned whether or not the bill should have a 70-year time frame. He also called for the spending in the bill to be offset with cuts to other areas. And this apparently, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which is pretty nonpartisan, they estimate this bill would result in about $10.2 billion in additional payments over the next decade. So Paul said, look, I'm not blocking this bill. I'm simply asking for a vote to offset the costs. But as Joe Borelli said, he could have voted against it if he wanted. But instead, it was just sort of a delay tactic. It would have been passed by unanimous consent, but for Rand Paul and Mike Lee.
All right. So that'll pass. Now this too, there's power outages throughout New York. We saw what happened last Saturday night, and now I'm reading here several New Yorkers are recovering after a night without electricity. Mayor de Blasio said last night he was in town. Hallelujah. That there were.
Isn't that sad, though, Joe? So that's actually a headline in the papers today, is that Bill de Blasio is staying in New York City. I mean, it's now news when the mayor is in New York. It's really terrible.
I can't figure it out. And he was there, and there were power outages. Let's see, outages in Queens through Flushing. Con Ed responded to an outage in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx. I know Staten Island. Look, as many as 3,000 people without power in Staten Island last night.
Well, and you know what? It was really a tough night for a lot of folks because they were dealing with these thunderstorms all over the place. I heard from one of our listeners, Trish Bauman. She had to basically take a car service from getting off the bus stop to her apartment only to have no power as soon as you get home. So if you want to do something like use a hair dryer to dry off the soaking that you just got, you were unable to do so. But it's there are going to be power outages in spite of what Con Ed says. There are going to be power outages from now to the end of the summer. So if anybody out there doesn't have a battery operated radio and a flashlight, it's so important that you have both of those things because otherwise you're really going to have no way of knowing what's going on once your cell phone battery dies. And it's really important to have a flashlight so you can actually see what's going on without starting a fire with some candles.
Thank you, Frankie. And we're talking about the BDS. Lee Zeldin was great. He was down there. He made a little speech. This is quoting Congressman Zeldin. The BDS, this boycott, divest, and sanction, they're for BDS. They want to boycott Israel for whatever reason. They want to boycott. And Ilhan Omar's all over this. And then this was Lee Zeldin's answer, by the way. And I meant to read this earlier, if I may. The BDS movement is not about a peace or equality. This is a dangerous and anti-Semitic movement that seeks to delegitimize and economically strangle our greatest ally in the Middle East, Israel. It is truly shameful. Representative Ilhan Omar is promoting this movement. Yeah. Now, Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they're going to Israel. But the law in Israel allows Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, not to allow them in because they are for this BDS movement. Interesting to see what's going to happen. But I like that they're going to Israel. I wouldn't mind them going to Auschwitz and perhaps some concentration camps or maybe to Yad Vashem while they're over there. The Holocaust Museum over there in Israel. But something tells me they're going to be with Hezbollah, for crying out loud, Frankie. Why do I have that fear, do you think?
Well,
right?
I mean, they've been, especially Rashida Tlaib, has been very open about where she stands on the Israeli-Palestinian question. And that's firmly, on the side of the Palestinians. Now, look, I'm not one of these guys that says everything the Israeli government does is right, and I'm all for having a conversation about the Middle East peace process or even, the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. But if you're going to really lead a movement to sanction and boycott a country, should Israel really be at the top of your list? Look at all of the horrible countries in the world that we do business with. In China, for instance, one of our largest trading partners and the country that we borrow the most money from, right now there are a million Muslims in basically concentration camps. A million Chinese Uyghurs who happen to be Muslim that are in concentration camps. But why isn't Rashida Tlaib, who's Muslim herself, why isn't she calling for a boycott or sanctioning of China? Myanmar or Burma is a military dictatorship, very little respect for human rights. You want to look at countries like,
Somalia.
How about Saudi Arabia, where homosexuality is a crime? There's all these countries around the world that are guilty of serious human rights violations. To pick one of only two democracies in the Middle East and say, oh, that's the one we're going to lead the charge in boycotting and sanctioning, it tells you it's not really about what Israel's doing. It's about being anti-Semitic. I mean, it's really a shame that, that the BDS movement has gotten so much attention, because in some ways I feel like it's actually a distraction from a constructive dialogue about what's happening in the Middle East.
Right on the money, Frankie, as usual. 918, Michael Goodwin is going to join us momentarily. Let me grab a quick call if I can before we break. Andrew, appreciate you calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Joe, I know Omar is an anti-American Muslim immigrant, but most immigrants are the polar opposite, including Muslims. Like, my wife loves it here from Thailand. She said, if you don't like it, don't come here. But I worked for the local news. I interviewed a Muslim woman immigrant and also a Cuban refugee. And the Muslim woman was so patriotic and loved America.
Yep.
She made Reagan look like an anti-American communist.
Yeah.
She said she came from a country, I think it was Afghanistan, where she trained to be a doctor. And she trained with other women that were Muslim, but they were a different denomination than her. So they didn't even speak with her unless they were forced to for class. They wouldn't eat lunch.
Wow.
So she thought when she was going to come to America, most people aren't Muslim, so they're not even going to speak to her. So she was, like, blown away that people were friendly, and she was choking back tears. The Cuban guy kept saying he couldn't believe there's other Cubans that are free. It was like he was in heaven. He was just so happy for himself, but he was more happy for the other Cubans that got to escape. So most immigrants, those are extreme examples, but most are the polar opposite of Omar, including Muslims. They love it here, and they're totally patriotic.
Thank you, Andrew. Great phone call, and the best to your wife, man. Appreciate it. That's very well said. Let me break here. I want to make sure we have enough time for the great Michael Goodwin. You don't want to miss Michael. He's the a senior political columnist for the New York Post. But you can call, and we will check in maybe on the back half of the next hour, 877-970-2999. Debbie's out there doing a great job all morning long at 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Traffic. Debbie, how are we doing this morning?
Plenty of traffic out here, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, we're going to head out to the Seaford Oyster Bay, heading northbound, getting up through Plainview Road, getting up through Plainview. It's an accident here on the island. Also, LIE eastbound at the Northern State. It's a stalled car to deal with. Stop-and-go traffic for you over on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. And traffic moving slowly on the eastbound side of the Cross Bronx, getting out toward White Plains Road. A disabled truck is in the way as well. Over on the LIE westbound, slowing down at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 15 minutes getting into town there. It's going to be stop-and-go on 287 North, up by Route 80 in Parsippany with a collision. Traffic is still moving slowly inbound Lincoln 20. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about 15 to 20. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you on the New Jersey Turnpike north at 13 with an accident in the truck lanes. So prepare for delays in Route 1 southbound in Edison. A collision still being cleared. Watch for delays over on the Hutch. That's moving slowly northbound getting up through Mount Vernon. Thunderstorms today, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow is seeing smoke.
Horowitz's Inspector General report was due to be released literally anytime this month. The FISA abuses. What's very important right now is to understand that all of a sudden, in the last hours before this report is about to go public, we now have this release of a statement saying it's going to be delayed some. Why? Witnesses are coming forward.
Jay Sekulow live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Michael Goodwin standing by. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. The best part of Route 22 Toyota, No back and forth, no hidden fees, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies, my friend. Right? General manager is Alex Kinsella. He's our buddy. The guy I keep telling you about with the 0%. I don't say 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 2%. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Alex came up with that concept and this concept. He wants you to experience the new smart way to service. So he's taking the same smart approach, right, that has been so incredibly successful in selling cars at Route 22 Toyota into the service bay. That's why you got 5 minutes. I'll give you an extra minute because I missed the generosity. Hi, how are you? Where are you from? Mr. Generosity. That's who I am. I'll give you an extra minute, okay? I'll give you the 9:30, 9:24 right there. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Come on, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, 855-621-9949. You can check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, but I love the showroom. Forget about it, the show. I keep saying, and I don't know, we got to get this. I want to do a show inside. The largest indoor automobile showroom is right there at Route 22 Toyota. With me with a tuxedo with a big band. Hi, how are you? Fly me to the moon. I can sing special songs about Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. And to get you there, this, the first five callers, the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, baby, 855-621-9949. You want to go over to Route 22 Toyota. You know, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 926 on AM970 The Answer. Great to have you with us, 877-970-2999. You can give us a call if you want on our Balance of Nature phone line. You know, Michael Goodwin is a senior political columnist for the New York Post and a great, great guy. One of the smartest cats we know. Michael, we always, with great respect, appreciate you being on the show. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Just great, Joe. Thank you. Always my pleasure to be with you.
Well, great. What does Michael Goodwin do in the summertime? You don't seem to be a Hampton.
No, I'm not a Hampton guy.
I can't see you out there. Michael Goodwin, so nice to see you, my friend. Yeah. Like, nah.
No, it's not my... I mean, look, I have lots of friends. I'll visit occasionally and things like that, but it's a visit. It's... I like to escape. I like to get away from, you know, the madness of it all as much as I can. But the Hamptons, to me, they've just taken the madness with them.
It's so true. But you know what's ironic about the Hamptons, Michael Goodwin? It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Just the landscape is geography. It's just
the light,
gorgeous.
And the light.
And the beaches and everything, you know. Then they have that whole. Hey, listen, and we wish everybody in the Hamptons the very, very best. Just joking around here. I'm a Jersey Shore guy myself, Michael. Get me down the Parkway, baby. Michael, you know what? I always agree with what you say. You are a great patriot. You are one of the smartest cats, like I always say. But when the president was tweeting, I said to myself, he really didn't say go back. He kind of couched it. He didn't really say, I'm dying to hear your take on it, because you had this great column yesterday in which you indicated that you thought the president went a little too far with his tweets last Sunday. Why do you feel that, sir?
Well, look, first, I think it's important to sort of put the whole thing in context. I fundamentally agree with the president about, you know, the squad. I think they are destructive. I think they're destroying their own party, but I think they would destroy the country if given the power. I think they have no regard for the institutions of America and no regard for the traditions of America. They don't seem particularly well-educated in the sense of understanding the Constitution, the economy, the laws, I mean, the separation of powers. And for Presley, the one from Massachusetts, to refuse to call President Trump the president, he's the occupant. You know, when she's saying this, he doesn't embody the... I'm thinking, well, who did? Who in her opinion did?
Yeah.
And secondly, if that's the way we're all going to play the game, then we are really headed for a civil war. And because we're all going to get to pick and choose who we deserve to be fit. Now, that's true. We have an election for that. But once the election is over, the peaceful transfer of power means we all accept the result. And that's what has happened, that the Democrats still do not accept the legitimacy of President Trump. That is the underlying thing. And so I believe they are a destructive force. I believe Hillary Clinton started this with her Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, when she, in fact, was the one who
yes.
was paying money to Russians. I mean,
yes.
talk about the cat.
Yep. Yep.
You know, nonetheless, when the president says, go back, and he earlier in that tweet used the place, the countries they came from, I think he went too far. And I spoke to him about it, and his argument is they hate the country. We want people here who love the country. And you saw that in his rally last night. Certainly the crowd that showed up for him agrees with him 100%. And I heard from a lot of his supporters who now call me, you know, part of the problem. I'm part of the left because I said this. Well, I think,
oh,
you know,
man.
The kind of vitriol on both sides is remarkable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're equal. That doesn't mean that they're equally guilty of the same things. But I just think on that phrase, go back, it carries too much historic baggage. You know, blacks were told to go back to Africa. Irish were told to go back to Ireland. The Italians were told to go back to Italy.
Yes,
go
sir.
Back to your country. Get out of here. Go back to your country.
Yeah.
I think that's always said with hate. It's always, not violence, but it is never said in the spirit of we're a great big country. And so I think the president, in using those words, unintentionally tapped into a kind of historic fault and a historic pit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And otherwise, I agree with him. I just think those two words particularly, you know, and as far as I can tell, Joe, he did not say them last night again at the rally.
No, he did not.
He did not say we want them to go back. The crowd chanted "Send her back," meaning Ilhan Omar, the only one of the four actually born in a foreign country.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think the president is right about who they are.
Yeah, Michael, how do you couch it when you talk to the president of the United States and you say, "Sir, that's such a good idea"? How was that conversation between you and President Trump?
Look, I think it was fine. It was perfectly fine. It was probably 10 minutes. You know, we chatted about some ancillary things and people that we know in common. But it was pretty direct. I mean, I said pretty much to him what I said to you.
Yeah.
I put it in a question, and I said that I thought this was going too far, and that I did he have any second thoughts about it? And he basically said no. He said I think those people hate our country, as I quoted him, and we want people here who love our country.
I
repeated the historic baggage of the term, and I don't know that, and I think this is part of his lack of intent. I don't think he's aware of the baggage. I don't think he knows the history of those words and at least how they are resonating. And look, I don't want to be put in the camp of the Washington Post or the New York Times or, you know, I agree with him on these people.
But
I don't think there was a racial intent, but it's not always what we say. It's how it's heard. And this is a big, big country, 300 million people plus. And so as the president, I think he needs to speak to all people, not just his supporters, not just those who agree with him. And I think that's the burden of the president, is that you represent the entire country. And sometimes as president, although you're a politician, sometimes as president or as governor or as mayor, you need to speak to everybody in your jurisdiction. And I think this was, you know, those words, I think, cut out those who don't agree with the president.
Yeah,
and,
fair.
And yeah, that's all.
Yeah, fair enough. Michael Goodwin with Piscopo in the morning. Michael, we enjoyed your column the other day saying how Democrats and Republicans agree that the president will indeed be reelected. Tell us about that.
Well, I use a conversation I had recently with a married couple, friends, and the husband, who has been a, as they say, it's a mixed marriage. The husband's been a Trump supporter all along. The wife can't stand him. And yet he was telling me, and we were in a long conversation, he was telling me how he's definitely going to be reelected. I mean, these Democrats have gone too far. And he said, you know, we agree. And I look at her, and she's nodding, you know, that, yes, this is true. We agree. The Democrats have gone too far. And I don't, it's not a poll.
Yeah.
It's hardly scientific.
Yeah.
But it is, I think, a sense of what you're hearing, that the, you know, even mainstream, not just mainstream Democrats, in New York, I mean, liberal Democrats, they feel no simpatico emotion toward Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she's from Queens. I mean, she lives in Queens or in the Bronx, or raised in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Her district covers bits of both. But she to them is not the Democrats they recognize. And this idea of, you know, that border patrol agents are running concentration camps. Concentration camp?
Yeah,
does
no.
she know what no. that word no. means?
Yeah,
has she ever ever studied what the Nazis did to people in concentration camps? I mean, that's utter foolishness. That's ignorance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
yet she daily she displays this kind of nuttiness, this ignorance of history. And I think that's what, you know, grown-ups look at that and say, I can't go for that. I don't trust that person. She can't have power.
Yeah,
so that's what I think is happening, and it's being spread. I mean, I noticed I never read Tom Friedman. I gave up. I grew out of him many years ago in the New York Times. But but he apparently had a column yesterday when the headline was, he said, people say to him all the time, Trump is going to be elected again, isn't he? I mean, they all get this drift that these Democrats are – They're wing nuts. They can't have power, and so they're going to divide the Democratic Party.
It's so true, and it's sad because we were talking about it earlier, Michael, is that there are some blue dogs indeed in the House of Representatives. There are some Democrats who are common sense, and they're just not surfacing, and they're frustrated down there.
I'm one of them.
There you go. Hey, before we let you go, I got to ask you about how you hit a nerve with Governor Cuomo this week, to the point where his office actually put out a press release responding to your column. What happened, man?
Yeah. It was a column about how New York Democrats have screwed up the relationship with the White House. That here you have Donald Trump, a New Yorker, who wants to make deals. He loves to make deals, and they will not negotiate with him. They treat him with utter disrespect, and they've contaminated the relationship. And so New Yorkers. We've gotten nothing out of having a president from New York. The last president from New York was FDR. And we've gotten nothing out of Donald Trump that every other state hasn't gotten. Nothing, no help on any infrastructure. And I blame the Democrats because Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader,
exactly.
great position to do things, will not negotiate with Trump. Hates because of the resistance. We've got to bow down to the resistance, and that's what they've done. And so I included Cuomo in this. Cuomo wanted money for, you know, the tunnel and all of that. Meanwhile, he says the most vile, gratuitous things about Trump, and he wonders why he doesn't get anything. I mean, it's human nature. You can't spit on somebody and then expect them to help you. Yeah. I mean, that's what they've done. And, so
Gerald Nadler as well, sir.
Nadler, perfect example. Perfect example.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
So these are the people who have effectively decided to play partisan politics and abdicate their responsibilities to do what's good for New York. And I contrasted them with Ed Koch, who in 1980, when Ronald Reagan was running for president, had him to Gracie Mansion in the middle of the campaign in October of 1980. And Reagan did a lot for New York. Koch didn't endorse him or anything like that, but he recognized this could be the next president. Wow. I want him to understand New York. I want I want to have a relationship with him. Exact opposite. Koch got a lot out of Reagan, and New York has gotten nothing out of Trump, despite the fact that he loves New York and wants to help New York.
Yeah, Michael, great. You're just unbelievable, man. You got to Google Michael Goodwin, senior political columnist for the New York Post. We didn't even get into Mayor de Blasio and the great job he's doing, Michael. We'll just keep
next
reading.
Time, we'll save that one.
Michael, always a privilege to have you with us, my friend. God bless. Happy summer, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Michael Goodwin right there. Yeah, you must Google Michael Goodwin and read the brilliance of this man. 9:40 right now, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. And, you know, we're going to go to Frankie Five Boroughs. He has the headline news. We're a little late, but he's got it live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 9:40. I'm Frank Moreno with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A joint operation between the FBI, state police, and Italian authorities is putting more than a dozen reputed mobsters behind bars. Officials are confirming 19 people belonging to either the Gambino or Sicily's Inzerillo family are in custody on charges related to organized crime. Raids occurred yesterday in Italy, as well as around Staten Island, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. The operation, dubbed New Connection, focuses on an alleged bond between the families and other criminal groups in Italy. And some good news, the CDC says the number of drug overdoses in the United States has dropped for the first time in three decades. The number of deaths caused by opioid painkillers had a significant decline last year. However, the number of overdose deaths by fentanyl and meth continue to rise. If you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Frank. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening here as you take it over to 95 northbound. That's the New England Thruway northbound, slowing down, getting up through Port Chester. It's all due to some potholes in the way. That's causing some extra heavy traffic there. We're still seeing slowdowns this morning as you head to the LIE westbound. Stop and go traffic LIE westbound as you get out toward the northern state. Eastbound at the northern state, a stalled car cleared. Seaford Oyster Bay northbound at Plainview Road. Getting into Plainview, a downed tree over there. And traffic is moving pretty slowly for you. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 minutes getting into town. Traffic is still moving slowly on 287 North, getting up toward Route 80 in Parsippany with a collision. 46 East at the Route 3 merge in Clifton, a crash there. And 78 Eastbound right at the Garden State Parkway on that ramp to the Garden State Parkway. It looks like you do have an accident right on that ramp, so prepare for some slowdowns there. And traffic still moving slowly for you on the northbound Garden State Parkway through 145. Watch for thunderstorms today. High of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, we have our very special guest, Queensborough President Melinda Katz. She is running for District Attorney of Queens. What are some of your goals after you become district attorney of Queens?
We have a whole nationwide reform movement going on for the criminal justice system, but Queens has truly gotten left behind. I'm a true believer that you can have justice for victims, but you also need justice for defendants. You need a system in place where there's no cash bail. There are people that commit crimes of $1 million worthy of bail, and they're home that night for dinner. But if you're accused of doing a low-level crime, a lot of times you can't afford the bail. So we need to make sure that we'll make it a fairer and equitable system.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So did you take your balance of nature yet? Did you see what I do in the morning before as I get up, boom, first thing I do? I take my fruits, my balance of nature fruits right there. Boom. After the show, I take another hit of fruits, right? Then I take the vegetables at night, and then I take another dosage. That was on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, who says, by the way, balance of nature is changing the world one life at a time. You've heard so many people talk about balance of nature. You hear the commercials. I tell you about people who I've talked to, the conversations I have, general conversations about balance of nature. And then yet people still come to me, Joe, does balance of nature really work? It really works. And I'm talking to you about myself. And the really weird thing is, remember I told you I messed my hand up a little bit because of our cost effectiveness at the station? We stay at a hotel that doesn't have like a bell person, and you got to like haul your luggage in, you know? Not that I'm bitter about it. No, but really, I'm hauling my luggage in, right, to the hotel. And then it falls down the stairs, that twists my hand, and I could feel, oh, now this is what I need. So I could feel the strain, on one of the tendons in my hand. I will tell you this, and I can't say this clinically, but I'll tell you, as soon as I started my dosages, I call them dosages, a balance of nature, the pain went away. Isn't that the wildest thing? Now, is that balance of nature? I'm just saying it worked for me, and I hear other people say the exact same thing. Now, we want you to experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. So for a limited time, you can receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles. These travel bottles are awesome. They're little bottles of Balance of Nature, and they contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time.
Oh, I remember this.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
How old am I? Don't answer that question. But it's like, I remember when Elvis broke, man. I remember the same fervor and craziness is when the Beatles jumped on Ed Sullivan, I remember that. It was kind of fun. It was fun, I must tell you that. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're going to break for Debbie in a minute. It's 9:47. There was a buzzing there, I heard, Matt. Was that a microphone that was open that was heard? Or was that
no,
me? Just
nothing on
just
my going, end.
I just heard a... Huh? It's gone. It's gone. It just went away. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm a little upset, Frankie. I got to tell you. So, I'm so tired. That's why I'm so glad I rhino shielded my house.
Yeah.
And I asked Susan. She's got to come up with rhino shield for my hair because my when you dye your hair, you get older. You dye your hair, and I know people say let it go gray, but sometimes I look at guys with the gray, and sometimes they look a little old. I'm saying I got to hold on to it while I can because I don't want to do surgery. I don't want to do Botox. So the last thing, at least I dye my hair a little bit, but it's always uneven. I need a rhino shield hair color. I mean, this is what I'm looking for. So then I go in the deck at the house, right? I go to there, and it's all peeled up. Oh, now I gotta get the deck done. You know, it cost another few grand. Come on, I can't do this anymore. So instead of I got the deck like power wash. You get a power wash, but there's still splinters, and I still need. So you know what I did? I said, let me get a indoor outdoor rug. Over the day. Isn't that a fun idea, Frankie? Am I thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be great. I think people would like it.
So where do I call? So just to irritate the left, I called Wayfair. Because remember they got mad at Wayfair because Wayfair was, they were just giving beds. They were giving beds to the people in the detention center.
Well, they weren't, I don't think they were giving them. They were selling them. They were doing business as they would with any other entity that wanted to buy them.
Thank you. So, but of course, everybody gets up in arms. The left got up in arms. Oh, we're going to boycott Wayfair. So that was the impetus for me to call Wayfair and to order. And they've been really good. I got something else from Wayfair, too. Wayfair's online. It's like a, this online thing. I never got it. They said delivered, rug delivered. You know what, Frank? Rug never delivered.
Well, look, yesterday the stock was down, 1.5%. Maybe this is the reason why. down $2.38. With service like that, I can understand why.
And you know what? And I'm an online guy, and I'm an online geek, and I get this, and that's the way I order my stuff. It's online. I get it. I like going to ShopRite. It's great. I order it online. Boom, comes in quick. Everything's quicker online like that. But the problem is online, and this is where I'm a dinosaur, and I'm an old guy. You can't pick up the phone. You can't pick up. There's nobody. Do you ever try to call Amazon? You ever try to call?
Only thing more difficult than that is trying to call Facebook.
Yeah, that's exactly
And find a phone number for Facebook will take you the entire day.
That's great. What is that? And so Wayfair, they go, oh, your drug has been delivered. Well, not so much, Wayfair. You know, I'm the guy, I'm giving you the business. So now I email them back and I go, help. I said, they never was delivered. And FedEx doesn't usually make mistakes. You know, they're really such a great company, but something went on. Give me a phone number. Can I talk to a human and not be put on hold for crying out loud? Maybe that's something that maybe they should put, they were saying, breaking up the text like Elizabeth Warren is saying, or just going after the big companies and Bernie Sanders. And I don't disagree with that, but if your stock's going to go up, if you're going to do really great, maybe a phone number. I could just call and say, please. So it's not just me, right? And you can't call Amazon at all. You can. And can you email them back? Can you email Amazon back? I don't know that you can.
They do have a web form through the website that you can go to and type your complaint or whatever else. But and actually, they're pretty good. If you ever get the wrong package, they're pretty good with stuff. Now, there was worker strikes for Amazon and boycotts. Yeah. However, in spite of that, Amazon Prime Day, their reporting was one of their most successful ever this week. So they came out with a statement this morning, said they did very, very well in terms of Amazon Prime Day.
And maybe that's why I should have got it from Amazon, the rug, I guess. Okay. 9:52, Joey on the radio. We're not going to get to the calls. I don't think so. Let us do some business. I'll see what I can do. We always appreciate you checking in on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. Debbie, are you an online shopper? You get out there and like the old days and kind of shop the stores?
I do half and half. Like, I ordered shoes online the other day, and the only problem is now they don't fit me. So now
you know
I
why?
Because
they're made in they're made in China. Now you can see that's a racist comment that I just made. It's not. Everything made in China is smaller. I'm telling you. I did the same thing. I saw these cool shoes on Instagram. I ordered them. They came. I couldn't put my feet in them, and they were my size.
You're like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Cinderella. I don't want to say anything. I'm going to leave it at that. But they didn't fit. Everything in China is smaller. And I don't...
I'm like, these shoes are gorgeous. Oh, these are perfect. And I'm like, oh, they don't fit.
And then you got to box them up again. You got to use that code. You go on the line and say, pick them up. Oh, my Lord.
Sometimes it's easier just to pop into the store for certain things, you know.
What'd you do? You send them back. So you got to send them back. Right?
I didn't. I just got them yesterday and tried them on. They don't fit. I'm like, oh darn.
That's it.
I'm like, well, I'll figure it out.
What color were the shoes? What kind of shoes were they, Deb? I'm just curious.
They're like a beige, but they have a pointy toe that I like, and it's like a nice heel. It's not like too high, not too low. It's just right.
Sounds
nice
steamy to me. Sounds very steamy.
I love shoes with pointy toes. You got to find
shoes.
The pointy, pointy toes. They're the
Woo.
Best.
A way to get your summer day started. All right,
Debbie. From what I heard, men mm-hmm. like heels. Is that true? From what I've heard, men like heels? On women, that is.
I would say that.
I thought that's why I wear them.
And I like heel. I mean, honestly, Debbie, I like heels. I don't like open toe. I'm a heel guy.
Okay.
You know, I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a good old fashioned stiletto, baby. What am I going to tell you?
You don't want those big chunky heels. Get the point. You don't want the big chunky. You know, you want the nice. You know, a nice pointy toe with a nice thin heel. I know what you like. I'm imagining right now what you kind of shoes you like to see.
I'm imagining too. It's time for traffic, though. Time for traffic. Hello, traffic, lady.
Let's get the stilettos out and walk right through this traffic on the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound, getting up through Plainview Road, getting into Plainview. It's a down tree over there, Joe. And over on 112, getting up through Granny Road, up through Medford. It's a gas leak. You're going to see some delays. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the West Side Highway South, right through the 50s. FDR Drive South, pretty solid through the 70s. Looks like northbound on the FDR Drive in the 100s. Some earlier problems cleared. Cross Bronx westbound, busy at 3rd Avenue. That looks like a problem there waiting for you. Inbound GWB is moving okay. Outbound construction. Heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 15. Holland, about 20. Prepare for some delays right now on 1 and 9 North out by Newark Airport. It's an accident in the local lanes. And 78 East at the Garden State Parkway. An accident still out there. It's over on the ramp. Expect some flooding on the Hutch as you get up through Mount Vernon. And you're going to see delays on the Palisades Parkway South, exit 11 into New City with a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970, The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You got to check out Mike Connors. Mike Connors for Trust, Power of Attorney, Will. Let me tell you where Mike's going to be. Tuesday, July 30th, at the Greenhouse Cafe, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., right there in Bay Ridge, okay? Wednesday, look at this, July 31st, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. That's downtown Brooklyn. Thursday, August 1st, Buckley's Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Mike Connors live. Call, please, 718-238-6500 if you can't make those seminars and you want your own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. Lisa's waiting for you at Connors & Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 888-238-6500. We love it. Hey, Frankie, Five Boroughs, thanks so much for another great show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you,
Mom,
Joe.
Mom, Frankie is
That's
here.
That's right, right here, Mrs. Piscopo. Thanks for checking up on me.
Yeah, love you, Mom. Love you, Frankie. Thank you. Matt, great job as always. Appreciate
Thank
it very,
you.
Very much. And tomorrow we'll be Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's coming in live in the studio, so we're going to have some fun. And Matt Conklin, thank you as well. No words could express how much we appreciate you listening to the show. We love you so much and appreciate and respect you so much. So thank you. Do us a favor, please, though. Go out and make it the best day ever. And you know why? You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
959, 75 degrees and rising. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Bill de Blasio will take part in the second Democratic presidential debate. The New York City mayor made the cut despite raising only a little over $1 million, the lowest of all the candidates. CNN, which is airing the debate, announced that 20 candidates will take part in 2 days of debates between July 30th and the 31st. New York's junior U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also made the cut. She has only raised $2.3 million.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.